9471,
go ahead.
I finally called the 12 and that phone was on that bus. So I'm not sure if he never got called or if he just lied, but that lady was off hysterical. I'm talking about she wants somebody to get fired. That's not okay, because all we had to do was ask him to wait, and he refused to wait. Even when I was getting here, he still was trying to leave, even though I'm honking. That's just not okay.
All right, are we talking 1202? That was vehicle 3511. That was the last bus inbound from Barber, and I did call them, and they called back and said they didn't find it.
And he's storytelling. That's exactly the bus 3511. I'm looking right at it. That bus was right there trying to leave Market when I caught him, and that lady just got her phone back.
All right, well, maybe it was found after I spoke to him. But again, I'll remind you, with the lost and found SOP, there's only so much we can do out on the road. So, you know, I think we, in this case, went a little bit further out what we would normally do, but I'm glad it all worked out in the end.
All I was asking is for him to wait for me at one stop. There was a couple mutual stops he could have waited at, but that was it. That's all I asked somebody to ask him. It would have caused her to not be hysterical and acting like that, trying to get people fired, talking about she's calling in this. So he's getting an unnecessary sip just because he didn't wait.
He's not going to get a sip. We don't disrupt transit service for lost and found items. It's just not something we do.
All right, well, thank you for trying to call him. I'm glad she got her phone back.
I copy. 1613.